You're listening to
The Authentic Come Up.
We're your hosts, Becky
and Cameron. We are both moms, realtors, and your newest besties.
Our purpose with this podcast is to be authentic, share real life experiences, and letting each other be true to ourselves.
With a focus on entrepreneurship, positive mindset, and a community outreach within Houston, Galveston, and all around Texas.
Let's make a difference today.
Hey, y'all. We are on episode number 8. Yay. Hope y'all are having a great day. We are excited to talk with y'all more about some business tools that we didn't discuss last time because there is just so many.
Yes, this is our part 2 of business tools and like different apps and websites. We were talking earlier and we think there might be a part 3. We're not sure. So we're going to get as many like discussed today as we possibly can. And we might have a part 3, who knows?
Yeah, and hopefully these will help y'all out with really any kind of business. You know, I was thinking about Staple Piece, the jewelry boutique that I own, and then also in real estate, and you can use pretty much all of these for both.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll give y'all some little tidbits and things that are useful that you can use every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I even think like teachers, I mean, anybody that's kind of like running, you know, like managerial kind of role too, you know, anybody can use these.
Yeah, anyone that does anything social media, anyone who wants to be time efficient with just their everyday task as well.
Yep.
Fun stuff as well as professional stuff that you can use. All the things. All the things.
So we'll get started and dive in. Also, too, feel free to always email us if you have any questions, theauthenticcomeup@gmail.com.
Yes, at Gmail.
Yes. And that's going to be our email just so we'll both get the emails. If you have any questions about what we're discussing today, just let us know.
Yes. Yeah, you can go ahead and start.
All right. So the first one I wanted to talk to you about, and I've actually shown this to many people, and I heard it from somebody a couple months back, and every single person I've talked to about this app has just really fell in love with it. So I wanted to share it with you guys. It's called Boards App, and this app connects to your text messaging. So if you have an Apple phone, I'm not sure if it's with Android or anything like that.
No, I don't have any
Android. I didn't look about that, but it is, you know, with Apple. And so you download the Boards app, and basically you can save different templates. So if you're sending the same kind of information over and over again to somebody, like for instance, for real estate agents, we're sending lender information, we're sending, you know, how to fill out, you know, an application for a lease or whatever it may be. We're sending the same kind of information again. So the Boards app helps you save in little folders on your actual text message app.
Like keyboard.
Keyboard. Yeah. So you're not having to go back and copy and paste. I've seen a lot of people just save it in their notes and copy and paste. Well, this is actually on your keyboard, on your text messaging app. It's linked to it. So it's like an extra, you know how you do the emoji little app? Well, there's another little button that like the emoji one that will pull up your Boards app with all the templates that you've had saved.
Yeah, and you get 3 different categories, and you can put as many boards in each for free.
Yes. Free. So 3 different kind of,
And you sections. And you don't really need more, I would say. You can just keep adding into those 3.
I have one for one section for websites, so all my links are in there, so it's easy. It's just labeled links, and I just can pull up my little boards for links, and then I have one for real estate, and then I have one for another, you know, genre of, you know,
it's kind of like folders, and then you open up the folder, and then you have different options you can tap. I know when she told me about it, actually just last week, I think, or I had started using it. Like when I make calls, and like if they don't answer, I send them a quick text saying like, "Hey, I'm Cameron," blah 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 blah, and that was pretty useful. No copy and paste, and just boom boom, it's like 2 taps.
So you don't have to go off of the text messaging app, which is really nice. So it just saves you a little bit of time there, and it's very useful.
And it was free, so that was a plus.
Most things, you know, I'll be talking about is semi-free.
Right. And there's always free versions. Again, like we said last week, make sure you try out the free versions and love with it and fall in love with it before you ever pay for anything. The first one I'm going to talk about is actually Etsy, which obviously is a website as well, Etsy.com. If you haven't discovered Etsy yet, it is not just for shopping, y'all. course, you can find super cute handmade items on Etsy, but there is a lot of templates and other things you can use. For instance, in real estate, there's like buyer's guides, seller's guides, other things. And yes, we talked about Canva last week, which you can get all those templates. But if you don't feel the need to want to be able to customize too much, you can get them on Etsy. And as well as when you do buy them on Etsy, they will open up on Canva. A lot of the times what they're selling you on Etsy will open up on Canva. If you don't, you know, have the time or the creativity to want to be able to design a whole thing for yourself, you can get on Etsy and purchase that as well. And as well on Etsy, for other types of businesses, you can buy a lot of your supplies on there. So with my earrings, like the leathers, 90% of them I buy off of Etsy. A lot of the times they might have their own website or group or something, but instead of having to go search Facebook, try to remember the group names, I never can, even if they do. Etsy's real quick right there. You can order from multiple shops all at once. It'll pop up, keep up with your shipping. That's where I buy a lot of supplies for things like that. So if you do any kind of handmade, you can buy supplies. I'm sure teachers buy a lot of their wall stuff off of Etsy as well. It's definitely
something. Customizable stuff is on Etsy. You know, closing gifts, I've seen a lot of people like, you know, custom cutting boards and things like that, signs for candles. Their homes, candles, a lot of custom things that are nice quality. I've even seen, like, you know, if you're doing a listing and you're selling their house, like, you can do like a picture of their house. Like, you can send the Etsy shop like the picture of the house, and they can like draw it or design
right.
And so I thought that was a good.
Yes, I have seen that closing gift, like where they can have it like a picture. Uh-huh. Yeah, that would be.
Or like a booklet. I've seen a booklet too of like, you know, a drawing of their house, and then they, like, you could make, you know, put more pictures and like quotes and stuff like that.
Just so many customizable things, as well as like logo signs. I love, you get on, that's where I always order. Anything with your logo on it, definitely someone on there can make it for you. Just a lot of custom, handmade, and then you're also supporting a small business on the other end, so I love that. I would say about 99% of it is a small business on the other side. I do think there's a couple shops in there that aren't, but it all depends on who you're shopping for, and you can also see where they're located, how many sales they have, all that stuff. So I'm like, if they're in Texas, that's who I'm ordering first, because I know it'll get to me the quickest.
Yeah.
For sure.
The next one is going to be, it's a website. It's called Linktree. So if you haven't used Linktree, I highly recommend it as basically your own website with clickable links. So hence Linktree. So for instance, I have a Linktree as my like main website where I then tag my like the links, the different links on it to different places. So I have my coaching stuff, I have my training, I have my real estate group, I have my Facebook, you know, all the links that I have everywhere, I have it all put into one location called Linktree. And you're able to click on that and just find what you need by going to that website. So that's like my main source. That's what I have in my bio is that, you know, so instead of putting like 20 different links to different things that you have, you're having it all in one area and it's descriptive and it's, you know, so you can click on exactly what you want. Like, okay, link in my bio. That's what you see. It's usually like a Linktree sort of thing.
Yes.
Where you can click on it and go to the, you know, if you have a like to know it page, or if you have, you know, like I said, your real estate page or any of your social media platforms, could all be right there too.
Yeah. And your Linktree is good too, like on TikTok, because I know you can only have like one link on TikTok as well. I don't remember if you have to have 1,000 followers on TikTok or not to have a link, but it's super useful to have the Linktree there. And then also too, like if you are an ambassador or anything for other kind of shops and you have discount codes, you can put your links in there and like the title, it'd be like code CAM or whatever the case may be. I've seen a lot of people use it for that way, as well as like if you look up influencers, their links are always Linktree.
Yeah.
And it have like all their codes, all their shops. And like, let's say my website, like CameronYourRealtor.com, it has like investing side, selling side, buying side. I have each of those as a different link on Linktree, so they can quickly get to the correct page without having to like look for stuff.
Yeah, I say on mine, like, you know, are you looking to sell? Are you looking? Is one link? Are you looking to buy? Is one link? And then on my YouTube channel, our podcast, you know, like different things that we do, is an extra link for mine. So. Yeah.
Yes. Linktree is everything.
And it's free. And there's a different, of course, like you can upgrade to different things. I never found it really necessary to do an upgrade. I mean, there was like maybe one time that there was like something, but it totally doable.
Oh, I think because it shows you the statistics a little bit more if you upgrade. I think that's it.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, maybe one day, but like right now, totally fine to do it free. It does the job.
Yeah, I've used it free for years. I always use it with Staplebee's too, because you can just put like Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all of it right there, website, everything. Yeah. Super, super helpful, and everybody knows Linktree, and it's very user-friendly. So the next thing I'm going to talk about is Loop Message. I actually just discovered this not too long ago, and I wish I would have known about Loop Message back in the Staplebee's days, because it is a texting app where you can send out mass texts to multiple people. You do have to have their phone number. So if like other texting services, like I do have their number in there, but I don't actually have it like in my phone, or I don't know it. So Loop Message is for numbers that are in your phone. So if I wanted to send everyone like a Christmas message or a Happy New Year, or just checking in with you, and it will send out to hundreds of people. I do believe it's $10 a month. It is $10 a month, but compared to other texting apps, that is so cheap. I wish it was a free one. I haven't found a free sending out mass texts yet, but $10 was great. I don't think I had a limit. I don't know. I sent out a bunch that the month I had them. So super useful Loop Message if you want to send out mass texts about events, things like that. If you're a shop and you want to send out discount codes, great way to do that as well. Again, you will have to get their their phone number, but you can always do that by saying like, text this number, because you'll like text your phone number, your personal number, because it'll come from your phone number.
Okay, it won't ask. Yeah. Some text message services like that, some random number. And,
right.
You know,
which I think they have the option. You can pick you can choose a random number, or you can do your phone number.
Okay.
So if you don't want them to have your number, there is an option on there. But it does come from your phone number. So it'll just pop up like Cameron and your phone. Like, cool. I just sent you a personal text. Like, it's not going to be noticeable that it was a mass text. Mm-hmm. Unless obviously you're like a shop and you send out like a sales promotion. Obviously it's mass. But you just have to get their number. So if you want them to be on your text list, you could say, hey, text this number, surprise. And then just make sure you text them back a discount code if that's what you say. I know a lot of shops work that way. I did. If you text me, you'll get a response back with the discount code, and then you're on the text list. So you can have categories and Loop Message. So it could be like Staplebee's promo, or real estate buyers, or real estate sellers. You can have those categories, like kind of like a group text.
Oh, nice.
But you're still sending it individually. So you can kind of know like, oh, hey, I want to text this group about Staplebee's, or oh, I want to text this group, all of my buyers. So I thought that was super cool when I saw it, especially for $10 a month. That was my favorite part.
Yeah, $10 is not bad. I mean, that's $120 a year. And if you're getting clientele from it, like, that's awesome. I mean, definitely worth it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
The next one I wanted to talk about was a website. It's called bit.ly.com. So this website is going to help you with your link. So if you have a long link, it's going to help you shorten it, basically. So a long link, you know how if you're creating a link on, I don't know, Canva websites or something, and like it's just a long, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 8, you know, like all of this stuff that you're just like, how does this link back to me? Well, if you go to bit.ly.com, you can put in that link and you can create your own link, like a domain, but it will have bit.ly on it. So bit.ly and then whatever you want it to be. And it's free. So you don't have to.
But it is free though,
yeah,
right?
It is free. So you don't have to pay that domain fee. And it has analytics and it has a QR code. So if anybody clicks on that bit.ly link that you created, you can see where it came from, you know, how many clicks. So by going to the bit.ly website, you can, you know, you can do as many URLs that you want to, and then you can create like a QR code for it and, you know, see the analytics for it. So it's just something simple and easy. I see a lot of people, like when I see the bit.ly like link, I'm like, oh, you know, you're trying to get analytics is what I'm thinking. So if you're trying to, you know, shorten your link and see who it's all coming from, that's a good one.
I know I heard about that years ago and I couldn't quite remember what I heard about it when I saw on your list. I was like, I know I've seen it, been on there, but I don't use it.
I use it for my Google reviews. That's one of the ones I just put because I put, you know, it's like bit.ly/BeckyReviews.com instead of it being
that's
Google
cool.
all this number. So like I use that one for my Google reviews, and then I can see how many times somebody and then that Google review is on my link tree, that button. So I can see how many people click on it and stuff like that.
Is there a limit to how many people can click?
And stuff? Nope. I have tons and tons. I mean, at least from my, experience, there's not a limit because I've probably done at least 100 of them.
Yeah. So awesome.
Yeah.
CapCut is a super popular app if you're on TikTok. I do know I have a lot of people that aren't on TikTok. So if you haven't heard of CapCut yet, it is not just for TikTok. It's just really for video editing. Mm-hmm. You can do all kinds of video editing on there. That is how I edit all of the podcasts that we do. Get on there. You can cut pieces out. You can enhance the audio. You can enhance the voice. You can add overlays. That's also how I get the logo on the video. I add as an overlay, which that is probably my favorite part because, I don't know, I haven't found anywhere else I can do that. Mm-hmm. And the CapCut is super user-friendly. I mean, whenever I first downloaded it, I did ask my friend a couple times, like, how was she doing things? Because you just have to figure it out. It's one of those things you just have to play around and figure out. But it is the most user-friendly video editing that I've seen in years. There was, like, years ago, there was a video editing app that website that I liked, and the website went away. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I don't know where else you edit videos that's, like, user-friendly. Well, now we have CapCut. And the reason it's so popular on TikTok is because they have the TikTok on there, the trending, edits. People, I think you can make edit like, you know, different things and they'll make it trending. Mm-hmm. So I do
There's
love
like
that.
Cute templates too.
Right,
if you want to make
it
some sort of cute video real quick with a whole bunch of different pictures that you took that day or something. You can make like this cute little video with the pictures and videos that you've taken. With music and all of that.
And which if you haven't learned yet or realized yet, video, short form video is becoming everything. It's like becoming more important than photos almost. Even though on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere there's video. I feel like the reason is because, you know, we feel like you get to actually know people. You know, a picture is just a quick snapshot. A video is like you hear their voice or you see them dancing, you see them acting silly. You know, people tell a story through video. Telling a story catches attention is everything.
Yeah. And movement, too, just like any kind of movement, even if it's not yourself in a video, but it's something that you're doing.
Right.
You know, movement catches people's eye. I had a five-second video on Instagram get 35,000 views, and I'm like, it was a five-second video. But it was movement, and it was eye-catching. I had text on the screen, so people, I guess, were trying to read it. And, you know, when it's shorter, they're like, you know, it goes through the loop a little bit more. But I created it on CapCut. Putting text, colors, everything on there. And there's also a website version, and there's a app on your Mac, at least, I know that you can get the app on your MacBook that, like, looks completely different than the app on your iPhone.
Yeah, which Becky was trying to tell me something the other day, and I do have an iPhone, but she said you can download just the audio.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that on my end. It might be there somewhere.
I couldn't find it anywhere on the app, like on your phone. Like I'm sure there's some like place. I just have to like Google it. But like I couldn't find it anywhere on my like phone. But once I had it on the app on my laptop, I'm like, oh, it's right here.
Right.
Like it just brings up a lot more options. It looks a little bit more intimidating because it's so like large. You know, your screen and all of the the video.
You look professional.
Yeah. And it's really.
You're a real-time video editor.
There is a lot of options, so don't get intimidated by it because it could be the quickest, easiest editing tool too at the same time.
Yeah. You can go forever.
Yes.
Yeah. Like there's so many templates to play with and just so many things to edit. And like she was saying, the text, they have that auto captions, which I love that. So if we wanted to add words to our whole podcast video, I wouldn't have to type them in. It'll hear us. Sometimes you have to correct the spelling, or if you don't talk clearly, you know, it'll say
the
wrong
word a lot, like I do.
It'll pop up.
So but delete that.
Yeah, you can edit, you can do, and there's so many like text editing too you can do. So CapCut is free, or you can pay. I believe I was just looking, it's $12.99 a month.
Okay.
I
use the free
version. I do use the pro, and I think the reason I chose the pro is because of the text, like the words, you can edit them a lot differently. Because I was just looking before I got here, and it does have the pro on there, and so I guess I paid for it. I probably don't need to, but I paid for it for some kind of reason.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some sort of feature in it that, you know, is
For some reason, I clicked pay.
Yeah. But for the most part, I mean, I edit the podcast too. Yeah. And I edit, you know.
Did you enhance the voice the other day? Is that why I clicked pay?
Well, you could do that for free.
So I must say it was on there, the enhanced voice, not just the sound. Like, so there's like isolate sound, there's enhanced voice.
Yeah, like I was able to do the volume up for free.
Well, there's sure like there's an enhanced voice button.
Yeah.
And it said maybe like not. Keep your voice, or you can change what your voice sounds like.
I saw that too.
There's so many things you can do, so many funny things. So sometimes when you're on TikTok, I feel like there's a lot of influencers just because of their accents. And I'm like, you maybe can edit your accent on there. So maybe I need to do that. Like fun. Your funny voice, you know? There really is. Like a lot of country people, I feel like their influence is just because of their accent is so strong.
So definitely use
CapCut. Yeah, definitely CapCut. It's an all the time thing. And like Becky said, if you don't want to do video and you just have photos, you can do a cute little, not a slideshow, but like a fun thing.
Yeah,
a
flip book kind of thing with music. Yeah. And, you know, that's always, just as good because you're making movement to it too, and it looks like a video.
Yeah, and you could save that's why I think I paid pro, because I didn't want the logo on there.
Oh.
That's why I paid pro.
Yeah.
Because the CapCut logo will be on there if it's free. Or if you pay the pro, the $12.99 a month, you could save the logo, and then you could put it on every platform. And as you know, it wouldn't have the logo. And then like TikTok, Instagram, and everything, of course, they don't like other people's logos. So that's why I had did that. Yeah.
Now okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, the next one we're going to talk about is Hi Hello, and that is a digital business card. So I know that there's so many different digital business cards. I think you have
right.
A
I use
one.
Blink.
Okay,
which I didn't think about it, but it seems to be like the same thing.
Yeah, there's so many different ones. There's Blink, Hi Hello, but I've always used Hi Hello. Super user friendly. You can do as many digital business cards really as you want. It's super easy because it's like tells you exactly what to do. Like put your picture, put your logo, put your website, put your phone number, and you just fill in the blanks, and then you're solid. And then you're able to share that digital business card, like by a QR code, give them the link, whatever. There's different methods, and they can just, once they get the QR code or the link, they can push the button, like save contact to your phone. So that's what we want. We want them to be able to save the whole contact to their iPhone or to their phone easily, without having to like manually type it in, you know, but like, here's a picture of my business card. I see that all the time. Here's a picture. And then like, what are we going
to
do? Like,
I'm not going to be able to find that picture again. Now, I take pictures all day, every
exactly.
day.
I'm not going to be able to find it. And I'm not going to look at it. And then like, first of all, it's on my phone, the picture. So then I have to go back and try to like, okay, your name is this.
I know, I'm going to have to write it down on a separate sheet of paper.
You have
something.
To go back and forth to get all the information, write it down or whatever. So it's not really.
And they're not going to type in the links.
Yeah, they're not going to type in the links. They're going to do it as quickly as possible to get your, and then they're going to not know who you are. You know, they're going to forget who you are. I put you in my phone, but I don't know who you are. So with having one of these digital business cards that you can automatically save the contact to your phone, it'll have everything that you put into your Hi Hello or your.
Blink is pretty much the same exact thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what's really different about them. I don't know if you can have a multiple amount of cards, because I did try to have one for Staplepiece and one for Cameron, your realtor, and my Staplepiece one disappeared, so I think you can only have one.
Okay. I've done at least three, so I don't know if it's,
It might have been me. It might have been user error on Blink. But yeah, I love it because it saves your photo on there, and then for instance, like, whenever I do the networking, like we were talking about in the past, I know we had talked about digital business cards during that networking episode, but like when I save people's things, like there is quite a few numbers in my phone. I'm like, I think I met them at a networking thing, but I don't know where. But the ones who use the Hi Hello or the Blink or something, I can see their photo. I see all their links. I can instantly go to their TikTok, their Instagram. I'm like,
exactly.
Yes, I remember
everything.
What I talked to you about now.
Yeah, so remember to actually like fill out your digital business card correctly at the same time too. As a user, you want to make sure you're putting your business name, you're inputting all that information, so when they save it, they do remember who you are. Because if you're just doing bare minimum, name, email, and phone number, like still not knowing who you are. So make sure you put your website, your Facebook, Instagram, all your social media platforms, anything that you can to help, you know, that person stay connected with you.
And yeah, on the hi hello, is there like a, what is your, like a little description? Because I think on the Blink, I put like, you know, your favorite real estate connection, Houston, Galveston area. And then under company, when they save it under contact, it says that.
So you can do that. And then also there's a there's room for a logo under your picture. I mean, and there's a color. You can pick a color. And if you wanted to upgrade, there's multiple colors. So I think there's like 12 colors, you know, that you can choose from originally for free. And then you can put your logo. So if you
when they save that in their contacts, though, will it show up somewhere?
The logo, no.
Yeah.
But the company, you'll, like, there's a spot for a company that you'll put it in. But just to have, you know, if you're sending it to somebody and they like click on it, see it come up. Like, oh, I can see the logo or whatever.
Yeah.
But if they save it as a contact, I don't think they'll
lose it. And then it's also super important to save contact, y'all. That is so, so important. It's so they don't lose it. And also, on Blink, I'm sure Hi Hello is the same, but I can see who saved my contact.
Oh, okay. I haven't noticed that.
Well, I guess I only can see it if they put in their info, because they can send their info back to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe. That's probably the only time I see it, is when they send it back to me. And so when I'm on the Blink app, I can go to contacts from the Blink app. And it'll just show me everyone that, I guess, gave me their info back or if they sent me back their Blink card.
Does it go into your contacts or do you have to push a button to have?
I think I would have to save them. Okay. Yeah. And I don't know. I need to look at that now after this is done. Because I did have one, like one person the other day, because I have my Blink linked into my link tree and everywhere. Majority of the time, I do send my Blink out, like my digital business card link out instead of the link tree, just because I want them to save my contact.
Yeah.
But someone did, I don't know where she got the link from. She found it that day, saved her contact and gave me her info back. I was like, cool. I knew who it was, but I didn't have her phone number yet, you know?
Yeah.
So it was super helpful.
Awesome.
So the next thing I'm going to talk about is called SSSTIK. And then it's like the two dots. Is that a colon?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Semicolon. Yeah.
Or semicolon.
Semicolon. Right? No?
Semicolon. I don't know which. The two dots. Just the two dots. And then it's called Save and Repost Videos. This one I mainly use if I don't want to use CapCut. So sometimes I just, because I like recording on TikTok. I like to do TikTok. So I like to record on TikTok too because there are filters sometimes, you know, make you look better. CapCut is just going to be from your raw videos, which I'm sure you can edit how you look. But sometimes it's just quick and easy. I record on TikTok and that way I don't lose the sound and stuff like that. So if I record on TikTok and then download the TikTok, you know, it has a TikTok logo. Well, I'm like, I want to post this on Facebook and Instagram and I don't want the logo. So I go to SSTIK Save and Repost Videos. And you can just upload the link from your TikTok and then re-download the video and it won't have the logo. That's all it does. It just takes off the logos. I haven't.
Is it only on TikTok?
I know. I don't know if it can take off the Instagram Reel logo. I feel like it's just for TikTok, but it might be able to. Y'all should give it a try and let me know.
Okay, so this is an app that you download.
Yeah. It's an app on my phone and it's purple. I think the S is, there's like a S is white. So it's like purple and white. I always just search TIK for TikTok because I can never remember the name. Like, I even told Becky it was called something else because I was like, oh, I don't ever remember the name. I just search TikTok, and then they both pull up, and I save the link really quick if you want to remove logos off the video. That's all it's for, nice and free, easy.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
The next one I want to talk about is StandStore. So if you, I'm sure you have something too that you've used that's similar.
Okay, I'm like, I've never heard of this one.
But StandStore is basically, it's like a link tree. But it's a store. So if you're selling products or selling services.
Oh, I think you did tell me about this.
Of something that you want to, like for instance, if you're selling some sort of buyer's guide or template or anything like that, or if you're selling your earrings or whatever, I'm selling my training classes, anything like that. Like it's just like a link tree. It has links and it goes, you know, to a paying.
Like a product, like add to cart type thing?
Yes, like you're paying. So there's a link that says, okay, let's say I'm selling my training, you know, my Canva trainings. So Canva training, you click on the link on my StandStore for the Canva training, then it goes to the description of what it is, and then it gives you an option to pay. So basically, and then that goes, you know, you put your credit card number in and it goes straight to your bank account from there. So
straight to your bank account. Mm-hmm. So on... I guess your side, admin side, is there like a thing you log into Stan's store and see who ordered things and complete orders and everything?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, because then you can also link it to, okay, after they paid, now you can send them the digital product or, you know, obviously send them the physical product and have a list of, you know, what you need to be sending and stuff like that. So it does cost money, but it's not very much.
I was about to say,
you get 30 days for free when you first sign up to like give it a go. But like this is just really good for like transaction wise if you're, you know,
nice and simple transaction. Because I think I clicked on your Canva one time and it wasn't like a whole bunch of craziness. It was just a quick.
There was one. I haven't used it. I used the free for 30 days during Christmas because I was selling something, but I haven't went back to it yet because I'm not selling enough products to, you know, use it. But I think it's like $20 to $30. So, and you get the first 30 days for free.
Yeah. So I'm going to piggyback off of what Becky was talking about, Stan's store with Shopify, because I just love it. It really is the best. And I tried to have a website through a couple different things. I never heard of Stan's store though, so I can't give my personal review on that. So it seems like it works a little bit similar. But with Shopify, there's so many things. It's $30 a month. I think it's like $32.99. There is obviously transaction fees, which does Stan's store have transaction fees?
So that's what I don't think. Now, don't quote me, but like I'm almost 100% sure that that's what the difference is between Shopify, is that they take a percentage and Stan's store does not.
Okay. Because now I'm wondering what payment platforms can Stan's store have as well. Can they do like PayPal, Sezzle?
There's PayPal.
Afterpay.
Afterpay. I don't know about Sezzle. I've never heard of Sezzle.
It's just like Afterpay.
Okay. Yeah. There's Afterpay, PayPal, and then there was another one that I used. I can't
was
think
it
of
Stripe?
It.
Right.
Yeah, Stripe. Yeah. So I had
because Stripe is like the one that if you just put in your credit card info, it always usually goes to Stripe with a lot of the
Stripe
websites.
So I had to make a Stripe account to.
Becky doesn't know what Sezzle is, y'all.
I don't know. What
that is. That's good. That means you don't shop a lot online.
No reason. But yeah, so it has all of those.
I'm just laughing because, hey, that's good. Hey, she knew what Afterpay though was, right? It's like the same thing, but you know, you just get both, so then you could just keep buying stuff in little increments. But no, Shopify, yeah, it works the same. Okay, so yeah, it does take a little bit of a transaction fees. I mean, honestly, not that much though. Like, not like Comet Sold. Yeah. It doesn't take as much as Comet Sold. I don't want to talk numbers exactly, but not that much. So a small percentage, a small percent. But Shopify, I haven't seen Stan's store to review, but for me, Shopify, like, you can really, really customize your website. You know, it's a full-blown website. You can have multiple pages. You can have apps in there. You can put so many things. They also have templates where if you're not great at customizing, you could buy the template and just change up the colors. I usually did that. You know, add products, have different collections, have multiple product pages, you know, have about me. You can edit your checkout area.
Yeah, that's just probably like, because like I said, Stan's store is like really just like a link.
Right.
To, just like one little app.
Yeah,
like,
see, that's something. I think this one's a little bit more artsy.
Yeah, gives you more creativity, to do what you want with, like if you don't have a website. So that's really awesome. Yeah.
And I feel like on the admin side of Shopify, I really, really love it too. Because you can drop release items at a certain time. So if you're say everything's releasing at 6 p.m. on Sunday, you know, you could upload the products ahead of time and then it'll release. And you can see on your admin platform, I have a picture of the United States. Where are they looking from? Which states? It has like a light. If they order, you know exactly where they ordered from. I mean, obviously you can look at the addresses, but it's really cool to look at the, say it'll tell you like, oh, there's 100 and something viewers on your website at this time.
Oh, nice.
60 people are at checkout. 30 people have stuff in their product and their carts. This is how many items, this is like how many sales are sitting in carts. Like, it just has a lot of analytics. Mm. I really like that too. And then a lot of the texting platforms, I'm not sure about Loot Message. I don't think so, but you can like have the apps within Shopify. So I would always send the text through Shopify. That got pretty pricey. I had about 600 people on my text list and it was about $100 a month. For that texting. So that's why I'm like, maybe I should have tried Loot Message before I had canceled it all. But it was about that much. You do your shipping through Shopify. You pay for your shipping through there. That is the only negative I will say about Shopify is the shipping. Mm-hmm. So you don't overpay for shipping. I'm sure there's some way to fix this, but I could never figure it out. it would just pull out my monthly fees whenever it felt like it. And monthly fees included the texting, the $32 a month. There was a couple. Oh, I had an affiliate app. I need to talk about that. If you want to do ambassadors or brand reps and you have a Shopify website, there's an affiliate app. Just search affiliate. It'll pop up. That's where I had my brand reps have their codes. It kept track of how many each code was used. It kept track of how much sales their code brought in. I was able to give them discounts. Like I say, okay, they earned 5% of whatever sales their code used. Like I gave them back in shop credit though. You could do it if you want to actually pay people. There's an option on there too. But then, you know, you would have to 1099 them. So don't forget about that part if you do choose that. So that's why I always just did shop credit, you know, so they always got shop credit they can use within the shop. But the affiliate, but anyways, the shipping. So on top of the monthly fees, it would also be the shipping. So the whenever I was, you know, having Shopify, I would pay probably $600-$700 a month in shipping fees is like what I had to pay ship. So it would just, you know, pull out whenever it felt like it. Sometimes it was like $800 on a Tuesday. It would just pull out of your bank account. Wow. So that is the only negative I didn't like. My sister says there's some way that she, I think she had it set for if it reaches $100, it pulls out. I could not find it. I meant to bring my laptop to her and have her do mine 100 times, but I could never figure it out. So that was the only negative that I had about Shopify was it would just pull out your monthly fees whenever it felt like it. It had like a threshold. So I think maybe it was like six something was the threshold. I guess I'm saying that right. The threshold for it. Because I do know like the fees would come out on the quote same day every month unless you reach too much into shipping. Then it would just come out. So sometimes I would have two charges a month depending, because like by the end of the month or whenever that date was, it would come out regardless, whatever balance that you owed. And then if you reach so much, then it would just pull out. So that was the most negative thing I didn't like about Shopify. So keep that in mind. If you ship a lot, that is on there. But also at shipping, you can see which states, you can see your sales tax, because you know if you're selling products a lot, you need a sales tax ID. You'll see how much you should owe on sales tax on there. Just a lot of stuff. Shopify is great. It also linked to Comet Sold. That's why I had both for the longest time. So if people are shopping live through my Comet Sold, their order would come through my Shopify. So that was great. And I did delete Shopify first before Comet Sold, and I regretted that because Comet Sold is definitely a lot more expensive and not, there's just not as much on the analytics side, which I didn't realize it until I didn't have Shopify. I was like, oh crap, I can't see that anymore. Yeah. You know, it was just really good thing. So Stan Store seems like to be, you know, if you just want quick links, super nice, simple. Yeah.
Just a few.
Not complicated.
Minimal products. I've seen it more so for digital products, yeah, to be honest. Digital. I mean, I don't really see.
Yeah,
it.
I don't know if Shopify really helps they do the digital, you know?
Yeah.
Does the Stan Store automatically send them the digital or no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll like how Etsy does?
Yep. It'll send you like a little page, like, yeah, automatically after you paid. So that's like, you don't have to do it, you know, a different step for that.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good. Yeah, I've only seen it really for digital products. So that is super, you know, simple, get it easy, you know, not too much of a description, not too much creating anything. It's like a couple colors, fill in the description of it. And then
which that isn't just what people want these days. Yeah. A lot
you
of times.
You can use your picture. You know, I've seen somebody, you know, use a lot of their headshots and stuff like that and different pictures. So you can make it your own, but it's very like much like a link tree.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The last one I want to talk about is Loom. So if you haven't used Loom before, I've recently discovered this. It's pretty similar to some things that you can do in Canva too, but basically you can screen record if you're teaching something. So you can obviously do this by doing a Zoom call and sharing your screen or anything like that, but Loom is just a little bit more user-friendly, I think. You can have your webpage up and you're like, your face is like a little circle on the corner and you can be teaching on the screen and showing somebody something real quick. So if you're like, for instance, I think I sent you a Loom, Cameron, of just me teaching you, like showing you how to do something real quick. So if it's like, I'm going to say 5 to 10 minutes, you don't want to do like a whole, you know, teaching tutorial on Loom. It's more for like a quick and simple thing because it can be an extension to your toolbar. The Loom little app, you just click it and then you'll start recording. And then, of course, you can go to the Loom website and see all your recordings, and there's more analytics.
And that's not MacBook only, is it?
Nope.
Mm-mm. I don't know why I always thought that.
I don't think so. I mean, of course, I do have a MacBook, so I don't really have anything to compare it to.
It probably is not.
I think you can use it anywhere. Yeah. But there are like payments and things like that that you can get so many for free and things like that a month. So look out for that. But I do think it's really cool if you're just teaching somebody something, and like if you're just doing like a quick market report, if you're a real estate agent, you're just doing something real quick, it looks professional. With Zoom, like screen recording, I mean, it's a little bit more boxy, I feel like. It doesn't look as crisp as
clear. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then the Canva, you can also screen record too, but it's more so on the Canva site than like on a website.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So like your presentation and things that. So you're on your screen recording on there.
You can probably Loom, like I'm sure you've done this, you know, if you want to show them a couple of houses or as a realtor, you know, get on there, go to the links, tell them what to look for, mm-hmm. you know, show them your site, where to go. Might be good little things to record.
Yep. And it's just good because you're on there, like with Zoom, like, you know, it's like I said, it's a little bit more boxy and you're up and like, you know, you can move your screen around or whatever, but it doesn't look to me like if you're going to do send something quickly, like a little, you know, training or a little market report, I would use Loom.
Yeah. Yep. One last one. It's ChatGPT, which is also OpenAI on your website. Like if you're on your computer, it's OpenAI. That is the AI. If you haven't heard of AI yet, y'all, it's everywhere. And people be using it for everything. All those funny pictures you may see on Facebook is AI. So never believe what you see anymore these days, because people can create whatever they want on AI. I haven't done any AI photo editing except for this one app one time and like put me in a wedding dress. It was pretty cool. It kind of did look like me, you know. But I really use it for descriptions, posts. It prompts. There's a lot of prompts you can do. I give you ideas, things like that. And you kind of want to tell the AI, like the ChatGPT, what you're looking for, who you are, before you start asking it questions, or it'll give you like the most basic answer. Like it'll give you like your Google answer real quick if you don't really give it something to say. And I love what you can say, like, can you be funny with this?
Yeah, you can change the tone.
You know, I haven't done funny yet. Now that I mentioned it, I don't know if it's actually funny, but it might be.
Well, yeah, I've done like personable, funny, relatable. You know, you can create the tone with AI where mm-hmm. it's like not so robotic. You can change. So if they write something that you're like, oh, I like that, but that doesn't sound like me, you can have it change it a little bit. But like Cameron said to you, like adding a description of like who you are. Like I always say, I'm a real estate agent and I'm trying to write a post about this. Can you help me with X, Y, and Z?
Yeah.
And that's like your typical, you know, like what you would write for it to get response.
Yeah. And I've heard a lot too, like with AI, y'all, it's a tool, but don't let it be you, you know, still look at what the response is. You know, sometimes I still change things or I add in stuff. I'm like, people are going to know this isn't me talking. So I'll like edit it a little bit. So you can edit it. It's not a big deal. But it was a lifesaver for me when I was making my real estate website. There was a podcast lady, which I can talk about that in the future, but it was like step by step on how to make this website. But like I had to add in the words everywhere and thinking about similar things over and over without saying the same thing is a little difficult. And so I used AI. It was so extremely helpful. It sped up the process so quickly because obviously you can copy and paste. I always use it on my computer for the most part, but there is an app you can use on your phone as mm-hmm. well. ChatGPT. It's black and white. Download that if you ever need any kind of thing. Also, you could say, hey, I don't have any ideas. What should I post on TikTok today? I'm a real estate agent. And it'll mm-hmm. kind of give you ideas, you know?
Yeah, and then I say, like, what's the top 10, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And it gives, you know, numbers them out for you. And you're like, okay, can you give me 10 more? Or I'm trying to, you know, figure out what this should be called. Or if you're making a digital product, I need 10 of this. Can you label it? So that's what I use it for, too, is just getting ideas. Because not necessarily you're going to use everything it says and try to make it, like you said, your own.
Yeah, and sometimes I definitely do for descriptions if I want something long. And obviously, like I said, I do edit most of them a little bit just because I want people to know it's me talking at the same time. And with that, too, when I was making my website, I was like, okay, what is the top 5 things to do in League City? Mm-hmm. And it would give me a lot of things. And being from here, being over here, I know things. So some of the stuff I was like, that's not really that important. Like, I'm going to take that off. And I'm like, okay, give me another one. You can ask it, like, no, I didn't like that. Give me something else. And it will.
Yeah, so. It'll be like, I'm sorry.
Right.
And then also, too, like, if you're thinking about, like, I don't know, even like something like a recipe, like, I want to eat something.
Oh, I wonder.
This,
haven't done that.
Yeah, like, these are the ingredients that I have. Yeah. And like, what can I make? And so you can do, I mean, anything. And if you're writing, like, if you want a paragraph and if something longer, you're like, write longer. Yep. I want something shorter. Yep. Write me a birthday card, you know, or whatever. I'm trying to think outside the box other than like business.
Right. And like sometimes I post, like I'll have like a caption and I'll be like, can you make this just more fun and longer? And it'll do that. Yeah. I really like that too, because sometimes I'm like, I know what I want to say, but like, it's not enough, because apparently algorithm wants you to have a whole bunch of paragraphs on there.
Hashtags
sometimes.
Too. Like you You can write something like, hey, I already wrote this. Like you can copy and paste. I wrote this. Can you create some really like relatable hashtags for this post that I'm about to post? And then it'll give you some hashtags based off what you said. Yeah. So you can even like write something yourself and just add, or, you know, ask it, what am I missing? I've done that before too. Hey, this is what I have like for my trainings. This is what I have prepared. What am I missing? And then it'll be like, it'll give me some suggestions. Like, yes, I actually was missing that night. I'll add it in there.
Yeah. So, super helpful AI. But yeah, that's all the business tools we have for today. We probably will do a part 3.
Yeah.
And let us know. I feel like these are probably some of the most useful episodes, mm-hmm. hopefully, for y'all.
Yeah. And at least if you could get one, I mean, we said pretty much like at least 10 or 12.
Yeah.
Different platforms and different websites and apps. So hopefully at least one of these you can gain some knowledge from and take it with you after today.
Yeah, and I think we're going to be posting some tutorials in the group. We had talked about doing a couple tutorials. We'll probably be using Loom to post those, right? Make our videos on Loom.
Yeah.
Post them in the group. So if you're not in the Authentic Come Up community group on Facebook yet, make sure you join there. That's where we'll post some tutorials. Hopefully give y'all some more tidbits of things that y'all can use every day. And let us know as well if y'all have any additional questions. I know we ran through these pretty quickly. We're not pros on the topics, but we're just users and we can probably help each other out, right?
Yeah, and like with these tutorials too, like it's gonna help you actually see.
Yeah.
And versus us just describing it and telling you. And like, we don't have it in front of us either. So it'll be helpful for all of us to do that together. So hope to see you there and looking at our tutorials, commenting, and giving us some feedback.
Yep. All right. See y'all later.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Did someone come to mind while listening to this episode? If so, share it with them by taking a screenshot or send it to whoever needs to hear this message. Let's add a little positivity to their day.
And don't forget to leave us a review and rating on whatever platform you're listening on, as well as checking out the links in the show notes to stay connected. And if you're a true bestie, make sure to join the Authentic Come Up group on Facebook. This is where we host contests, giveaways, and share sneak peeks and spoilers to next week's episode. See y'all there!